A heat wave is sweeping across a lot of the U.S. this week, from the Central Plains to the East Coast. Swimsuits are more common than snowshoes in this weather, but you will find plenty of snowshoes in the Wisconsin town of Lake Tomahawk. Reporter Mackenzie Martin of member station WXPR explains why.
When you drive into this town of just more than 1,000 residents, a sign reads, "Welcome to Lake Tomahawk, home of snowshoe baseball." Yes, I'm talking about a game of baseball played on snowshoes, though in reality it more closely resembles a bizarre game of softball. Every Monday night in the summer, and on the 4th of July, hundreds of tourists and residents gather to cheer on players who strap on snowshoes and hit a large softball around a field of wood chips. This has been going on since 1961, when then-town chairman Ray Sloan came up with the idea. An earlier version of the game was played on frozen lakes, hence the snowshoes. Admission is free, but slices of homemade pie cost $2. And pie is a big deal here. On any given night, you can find 40 different flavors.
They say they come for the pie and stay for the game.
Sheila Punches has been coming to games since the 1970s. And she says pie is one way she measures its popularity.
There was a time when 30 pies was enough. And then it was 40, 50, 60, 70. 100 pies is not too many pies to have. I think somebody said they had 160 pies last week for the 4th of July.
The game starts with a rendition of the national anthem by the local barbershop chorus.
Oh, say can you see by the
Then two local commentators lead the way. In a recent game, someone takes a swing and misses the ball, then switches bats.
Felt a little wind up here, Gunner. It's the bat. It's always the bat's fault.
Then when he does hit the ball, he trips right after leaving home plate. This hilarious scene is all too common, especially for newer players. Longtime commentator Jimmy Soyek says you can't run in snowshoes. It's all in the shuffle.
You got to shuffle your feet. You can't pick them up. You pick them up and you're going over. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
The game carries on this way until about the seventh inning, when one lucky batter gets a disguised cantaloupe thrown to him instead of a ball. He makes contact and immediately scatters the baseball field with pieces of melon.
When that thing hits, it splatters everywhere.
Jeff Smith coaches the home team, the Snowhawks.
And it's painted to look just like pretty much like those balls there, and the batter's not supposed to know it until he hits it. So
it's easy to laugh at the idea of people playing softball on snowshoes in the middle of the summer. But it's part of this town's fabric. Residents like Macy McIntyre grew up watching this game.
You know it's the whole town because you see everybody week in and week out. It makes me just kind of love my town and the people in it a lot more.
So if you're in Wisconsin's North Woods on a Monday night this summer, you can come watch snowshoe baseball in Lake Tomahawk. The season ends in late August. For NPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin.